If you could say anything to your daddy right now, what would it be?
It would be, I miss you and I love you.
The first victim impact statement from George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, followed by both of his brothers.
What were you thinking? What was going through your head when you had your knee on my brother's neck?
My family and I have been given a life sentence. We would never be able to get George back.
The convicted former police officer's mother addressed the court.
Derek, my happiest moment is when I gave birth to you. And my second is when I was honored to pin your police badge on you.
Derek Chauvin spoke just briefly, apologizing for not having more to say, with a nod to the federal civil rights trial he still faces.
Briefly, though, I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family.
It was the killing caught on video that led to riots and a national reckoning on equality and policing in America. Following the verdict, Judge Peter Cahill issued a memo on aggravating factors raised by the prosecution. There were four: that George Floyd was treated with particular cruelty, that Derek Chauvin abused his position of trust and authority,
I can breathe,
and that he committed the crime as part of a group and in the presence of children, one of whom recorded the deadly encounter for the world to see. There's a brief recess and the sentence.
I'm not going to attempt to be profound or clever. As sentence for count one, the court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
Now, Judge Peter Cahill also denied Derek Chauvin's request for a new trial. No real surprise there. He is expected to appeal, however. Chauvin is. He remains in custody, obviously, awaiting a federal civil rights trial, as well as three other Minneapolis police officers awaiting trial. They're still waiting for their day in state court. All four of them will be tried on civil rights charges, Nicole.
All right, Tom Negevin live tonight in Minneapolis. Let's bring in NewsAsian's Ashley Banfield now. Ashley, you are a veteran in the courtroom. I have a two-part question for you. Does the sentence of 22 and a half years make sense? And how long is Derek Chauvin likely to actually spend in prison?
So it's a good question. Both of them are good questions, Nicole. To the first question, does it make sense? That depends on who you are. That is something that Eric Nelson said. Someone's going to be upset about it. Someone's going to be thrilled about it. Or both parties are going to be upset about it. So here's what I can tell you just from a legal standpoint, and that's it. Not an emotional standpoint, like the judge said. The presumptive sentence was 12 and a half years. The judge decided that he was going to go 10 years above that because of the aggravating factors. In any other case, people would have been pretty surprised. That's pretty hefty. It was unlikely that he was going to go to the max at 40. It was not that likely that he was going to go to what the family wanted at 30 years. It was really unlikely that he was going to go with probation, which was what the defense wanted. But this is the issue that Eric Nelson said. I want to read his words, because I'll tell you, when he said it, I thought, yeah, boy, you hit the nail on the head. This case is at the epicenter, he said, of a cultural and political divide. Many will feel any sentence is overly lenient to satisfy justice, and equally, a number will see it as draconian. So that question that you have, you're going to see a lot of news networks playing it out differently.
All right, so Ashley, how long is he likely to actually be behind bars?
Right, so that second part. So 22 and a half years in the state system, don't assume that that's going to be 22 and a half years. In the state system, pretty much in every state, you get time off for good behavior, and many times there are different permutations and combinations that will reduce your sentence. Sometimes overcrowding has a lot to do with that as well. In this particular sentence, maybe 15. Might serve 15 if he's a model prisoner. Okay, but that's the state. There's also the federal case that's coming down. And the federal case, which has to do with civil rights, has a maximum of life. Okay, so now we're talking another sentence that could be much longer. It's the same event, however, Nicole. So that means that these will be they won't be consecutive to each other. They'll be together. So it's a little complicated, but let's just say in the federal, he's convicted. Let's just say that the judge hands down 30 years. Well, then he's going to be behind bars for almost all of that, because in the Fed system, you serve a lot of that. You serve almost all of your federal sentence. There's not the whole bunch of this time off for good behavior. But another wrinkle here for Derek Chauvin, and that is another case, another indictment.
Right.
And that's the assault case of the 14-year-old boy. That's still coming down the pipeline. And he could be sentenced for that. That is not the same event as George Floyd. Mm-hmm. So it will not be anything other than consecutive. So 22 and a half years in the state system. Whatever happens in that other case, if he's found guilty and sentenced, that will be tacked on extra.
Right.
And then there's that consecutive, non-consecutive issue with regard to the federal. Boy, I hope that made sense.
It did. It did. Consecutive, not concurrent. Absolutely makes sense, Ashley.
Short story is he's facing a mess.
Right. I mean, it's not a simple case. All right, Ashley, we appreciate your expertise. You will be sharing it throughout our other programs tonight. We thank you for joining us here on Early Edition.
You bet, Nicole.